إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله تعالى ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وقال تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار يوم لا يخزي الله النبي والذين آمنوا معه نورهم يسعى بين أيديهم وبأيمانهم يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. All praise and thanks be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, sustainer and nourisher. May the choicest of his blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, his companions and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, first and foremost, I enjoin upon myself and upon all of you all seated here to adopt the life of taqwa, to adopt the fear of Allah, the consciousness of Almighty Allah in each and every second of your life. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Oh, you who believe, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers in the noble Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, oh you who believe, then it is your duty to sit up and listen to the words of Allah very clearly, very attentively. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, fear and be conscious of Almighty Allah, حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, to the level and the degree and the extent Allah the Almighty needs to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ, and do not pass away from this dunya except in a state that you are a Muslim. Having said that, my dear brothers in Islam, as we are in the month of Muharram, it is indeed a noble and blessed month. For Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the hadith is in Muslim, that there is no fast, there is no fasting better than the fasting of Ramadan, other than the fast which is observed in the month of Muharram. And in the very same hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to the month of Muharram as the month of Allah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, this month has a great deal of virtue. a great deal of importance attached to it. Even though there are other sources that prove that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never fasted a complete month other than the month of Ramadan, it is highly recommended that you fast as much as you can from this blessed month of Muharram. So nevertheless, this very month marks the dawn of a new Islamic year, 1435 Hijri. So it is upon us, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, to bring about a resolution. To bring about a firm resolution that with this new year, you are going to turn over a new leaf. You are going to change. For my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, for how long are we going to be away from Allah? For how long are we going to be heedless of our beloved Maker? For how long are we going to be keeping on turning away from our Creator? For how long are we going to be disobeying Allah the Almighty, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam? So with that firm resolution in mind, I thought it all the more appropriate to base today's lecture on a very important concept, a very important aspect which has to be part and parcel of every Muslim's life. It has to be in every Muslim's life, in every single hour of his life, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, and it is none other than the concept of Tawbah. It is none other than the concept of Tawbah. But before I delve into my topic, there is something that I wish to clarify. And that is in regard to the greetings in regard to the new year, the new Islamic year. The minute the new Islamic year dawned upon us, we have brothers sending messages. We have brothers putting up posts. Happy New Year. Happy New Islamic Year. Happy Muharram. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, in regard to this, Shaykh Saleh Al-Uthaymeen, he was asked in regard to this, what is your verdict in regard to this? And what he said was, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, that if someone congratulates you, if someone wishes you, then there is no harm in you replying back the very same words. But take heed that you yourself do not initiate this greeting. You yourself don't begin this chain of letters, this chain of messages. Take heed that you do not begin by saying, Happy Islamic New Year or Happy New Year, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. For he goes on to clarify that there is no report whatsoever from our Salafuna Salih, our pious predecessors, the Sahaba Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, nor from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that any of them began to wish one another Happy New Year, Happy Islamic New Year. There is no report whatsoever. So we should try to avoid this. Number two, in regard to Jum'ah Mubarak, it is another practice which everybody is practicing. So many people have called me up and they ask me in astonishment, as if this has become part and parcel of the deen, as if it is an important ibadah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, once again the reply to that is there is no report whatsoever from our Salafun al-Salih that they practice this practice. So we should try to avoid this and stay away from it. For if not, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, as is the case with most of the innovations, after some time, it would become part and parcel of our deen. People would doubt when a scholar tries to address the issue, a doubt would crop up in the minds of the people, thinking, is he talking about an ibadah, a very noble act of worship? Why should we not say Jum'ah Mubarak? It has spread everywhere. Everyone is talking about it. So I hope I have clarified this issue in regard to greeting one another, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Now swiftly moving on to the topic of today's lecture, and that is Tawbah. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Tawbah is something that many people haven't understood really well. My beloved teacher, Al-Imam Ibn Al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he says a beautiful statement in regard to that. أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْرِفُونَ قَدْرَ التَّوْبَةِ وَلَا حَقِيقَتَهَا فَضْلًا عَنِ الْقِيَامِ بِهَا عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا وَحَالًا. Many people don't know the reality of tawbah. They do not know the haqiqah of tawbah, leave alone acting upon it. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, as we look amidst ourselves, there are some of us who think that tawbah is something restricted only to the month of Ramadan. Tawbah is an act of worship, it is only restricted to the month of Ramadan, or only restricted to the 27th night. The minute the Fajr of Shawwal dawns upon us, we leave the act of tawbah. We leave the words of tawbah. We leave tawbah completely. Another group of us, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, think that tawbah is only for the sinners. Tawbah is only for the ones who commit great crimes, major sins. Tawbah is something only for them. Alhamdulillah, we are pure souls. We do not need tawbah. Or tawbah is something only when I commit a sin, I need tawbah. This is the belief of some. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, it is upon the scholars of Islam, it is upon them to elaborate this issue. It is upon them to educate the masses regarding tawbah. Tawbah is something every slave of Allah needs to take hold of firmly until he meets his maker, until he meets Allah Jalla wa Ala. It is something he needs to hold on firmly. For my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, ya ikhwan, tawbah is Islam. Tawbah is the deen of Allah. Islam, iman, ihsan, all of the acts of worship, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, come within the term tawbah. Come within the act tawbah. Come within the concept of tawbah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. For literally what tawbah means, the word tawbah, it means ar-ruju'. The word tawbah in Arabic, it literally means ruju', which means to return. The word tawbah, taba, saba, aba, anaba, all of these words, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, are more or less synonyms, which denote the same meaning, raja'a, which means to return. So where are we returning, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam? Tawbah, in a nutshell, what tawbah means is to return to Allah the Almighty. To turn to Allah the Almighty, leaving all of those things that which He dislikes. All of it Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us. All of those things that Allah the Almighty dislikes, we leave all of those things and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in total compliance. Beautifully obeying the commandments of Allah the Almighty. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, Ala wa inna li kulli malikin hima. Ala wa inna li kulli malikin hima. That for every king is a sanctuary. What is a sanctuary? A place which is fenced off. A place guarded by the king's bodyguard. Can any one of us think of just barging into the president's house? It is blocked off, fenced off. This is the sanctuary of a king. Ala wa inna himallahi maharimun. As for the sanctuary of Almighty Allah, it is the prohibitions that He has laid down upon us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has fenced off those prohibitions. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, if we, the slaves of Allah, if we do not dare get close to a sanctuary of a worldly king, of a worldly president, if we fear to get close to such a sanctuary, then how much we must fear the sanctuary of Allah the Almighty? How dare we think that we can get close to the sanctuary of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشًا. Allah says, do not even think of becoming close to zina. Allah did not say in the ayah, do not indulge in zina. Allah did not say, do not indulge in fornication. Allah did not say, do not indulge in adultery. Rather Allah said, do not even think of becoming close to zina.
Don't even commit the acts that would lead you to zina. So this is the sanctuary of Allah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. And none of us should dare even think of becoming close to it. So tawbah is all about turning to Allah the Almighty, the King of Kings, Allah Azza wa Jal. Turning to Him, leaving all that which He has prohibited, and beautifully complying to all of the commandments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us. This is the complete reality of tawbah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. For my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, it is through tawbah. It is only through tawbah that a slave of Allah attains the love of Allah. Let me rephrase it. It is only through tawbah that the slave of Allah gets the love of Allah. Allah's love reaches the slave only through tawbah. And what happens, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, when this weak slave of Allah attains the love of Allah? Allahu Akbar. The love of Allah. Not the love of some president. Not the love of some king, worldly king. Look at this universe. Look at the amount of planets in this universe. Look at the size of this earth in comparison to the other planets, in comparison to the other celestial beings, such as the sun. And in that planet, in earth, on the planet earth, look at all of the continents, and from that this tiny island, Sri Lanka. And within Sri Lanka, this locality, Bamlapitiya. And within Bamlapitiya, this masjid. And go on, scale down to yourself, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Who are we in this great creation of Allah the Almighty? We are nothing but a speck of dust. Nothing. But then just imagine, if you attain the love of Allah, you are indeed victorious in this world and the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Look at this beautiful narration of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hadith recorded in Bukhari and Muslim. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and please remember salawat whenever I mention his beautiful name, he reports, إذا أحب الله تعالى عبدا, that when Allah the Almighty loves a slave of His, when Allah Jalla wa Az, when He loves a slave of His, what does He do? Allah the Almighty calls Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam. Allah calls Jibreel alayhi salam, Ya Jibreel. The hadith goes along the lines of these words. He calls Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, I love so and so. And Allah does not stop with that, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. He goes on to say, I love so and so, so you, O Jibreel, you also love him. Allahu Akbar. Who is Jibreel, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam? The greatest angel ever, Archangel Gabriel, the greatest angel. He is the angel, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. He is the messenger who brought down wahi to our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions him in the noble Quran. مَنْ كَانَ عَدُوًا لِلَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَجِبْرِيلَ وَمِيكَالَ وَجِبْرِيلَ وَمِيكَالَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. الله أكبر. Allah says that whoever is an enemy of Jibreel alayhi salam, that I am an enemy to them, to the kuffar. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَدُوٌ لِلْكَافِرِينَ. This is Jibreel alayhi salam, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Allah calls him. Allah calls him. And Allah tells him, I love so and so. Now turn the hadith around, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, and focus it on yourself. Focus it on yourself. Just imagine it is you. It is you, Ya Abdullah, for example. Allah says, I love Abdullah. So you, O Jibreel, love him. I love Muhammad, you love him. I love Adil, you love him. I love Khalid, you love him.
Allahu Akbar. Then Jibreel alayhi salam, my dear respected elders and brothers of Islam, the hadith goes on very beautifully. Jibreel alayhi salam now goes to the heavens. Ya ahl as-sama. He proclaims, he announces, Ya ahl as-sama. Inna Allah yuhibbu fulana. Inna Allah yuhibbu fulana. Fa'ahibbu. Jibreel alayhi salam now goes to the heavens and proclaims, O people of the heavens, Jibreel alayhi salam is addressing the malaika, the angels, O inhabitants of the heavens, indeed Allah the Almighty loves so and so. Allah loves Khalid, Allah loves Abdullah, Allah loves Muhammad. So you all do love him. And then he goes on to say that I love him and you also love him. Allahu Akbar. Allah loving us, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Then Jibreel alayhi salam loving us. And now the inhabitants of the heavens loving us. Just imagine how successful you will be in this world and the hereafter. And right after that, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, love is placed in the people of this dunya. Love is placed in the hearts of the humans towards this particular slave of Allah. Everyone will start loving you. They will not even know why they love you, but they would love you. Allahu Akbar. You will be accepted in the sight of the people. This is all the result of the love of Allah. But on the other hand, the very same hadith has a very serious side to it too. Likewise, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala despises a slave, Allahu Akbar, Allah save us all. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates a slave, He calls Jibreel alayhi salam, Ya Jibreel, I hate so and so. I am angry with so and so. Allah the Almighty, Allah who is over the throne, He says, I hate so and so. So you also hate him. You also hate him. Now focus the hadith once again, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. How wretched could a soul be? How unfortunate could a soul be if this hadith were to focus on him in this way? If Allah were to hate him, Allah save us all. Allah save us all. Allah save us all. Jibreel alayhi salam does not stop there, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. He goes on to the heavens. Ya ahl as-sama. He proclaims to the heavens, O inhabitants of the heavens. Almighty Allah despises so and so. Almighty Allah is angered over so and so. So you also be angry with him, despise him, hate him. Allahu Akbar. Allah the Almighty, our beloved Maker, He hates us. Jibreel alayhi salam hates us. Then the people of the heavens will hate you. And then what happens, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam? Hatred is put in the hearts of the people of this dunya. Hatred is put in the hearts of the people of this dunya. Everyone will begin to hate you and you won't even know why. Why there is so much of animosity? Why there is so much of hatred? Why is there so much of enmity towards me? The reason being, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, because you earn the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah, the Almighty. So may Almighty Allah save all of us. And may Almighty Allah make us of those who have attained the love of Allah, the Almighty. May He make us attain the love of Allah, the Almighty, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Now let us look at a few ayat in regard to tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands. And this, I'll prove what I said in the beginning in this ayah. Allah says, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. O believers, turn to Allah in tawbah so that you will be successful, you will attain falah in this world and the hereafter, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Now look at who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing. Is Allah addressing the sinner? Is Allah addressing the one who is fasting in Ramadan? Turn to him in tawbah. Ayyuhal mu'minun. The other ayah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu tubu ila Allahi tawbatan
nasuha.
Once again, O you who have brought in Iman, turn to Allah with a tawbah nasuha. Turn to Allah with a perfect tawbah. Nasuha, scholars have mentioned almost around 30 aqwal, 30 statements in regard to the word nasuha. The word nasuha means, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, a pure tawbah. A pure tawbah. A tawbah where the slave of Allah determines and decides that he will never ever return to that sin that he is making tawbah from. Just as how? When you take milk out of the udder of the cow, just as how the milk cannot return back to the udder, his determination must be as such that he would never ever return to that sin. Allah save us all. So once again, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah too, He's addressing, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. So it is upon us. We claim to be mu'minun. We claim that we have brought in iman. Then you have to make tawbah part and parcel of your life, of your 24-hour day. For if you do not,
وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُبُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ.
As for the one who does not do tawbah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. They are ظالمون, oppressors, the ones who have done zulm. They have done zulm upon themselves. They have oppressed themselves. And what about the oppressors, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
Inna a'tadna lil-zalimina naran ahata bihim suradiquha.
Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that indeed we have prepared a fire, naran, lil-zalimin, for those oppressors, ahata bihim suradiquha, and they will be roasting in that fire, the fire where its walls will be made of fire. Allahu Akbar. Allah save us all from the fire of Jahannam. Ayah does not stop there.
وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهُ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
They will be roasting in the fire of Jahannam, these zalimun, these oppressors, and they will cry out for help.
وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا,
they will cry out for help.
يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ,
their call for help will be answered by a pouring of بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ, black, murky, hot, oily water. This is what will be answered in regard to their call for help.
بِئْسَ الشَّرَابِ,
it is the worst of drinks, the most evil of drinks. وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا, and their place for rest has indeed become evil, become wretched. Allah save us all, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Likewise, if a kafir whose life has been completely involved in shirk, he is involved in shirk completely, but the minute he brings in iman, seeks, turns to Allah in tawbah, he removes that garment of shirk at the doorstep of iman, Allah the Almighty erases, forgives all of his sins. Allahu Akbar. All of his sins. This is in regard to a kafir, a disbeliever who has been associating partners unto Allah from the day he was born. Then what about us, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam? We who love Allah, we who worship Allah, we who pray to Allah, we who prostrate unto Allah, we who do not associate partners unto Him. What about when we turn to Him and seek forgiveness? Will He not forgive us? Will He not forgive us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam,
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
him. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Those slaves of mine who have wasted their souls, wasted their lives. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair. Do not lose hope in the rahmah of Allah, in the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Indeed, Allah will forgive all of your sins. Allah will forgive all of your sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. For indeed, Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. But we need to turn to Allah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Allah hates sin. Allah Jalla wa Az, He hates sin. But He loves tawbah. He loves repentance. He loves to forgive. This is our beloved Maker, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. This is our most forgiving, most merciful Creator, who we have forgotten, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. We have turned away from Him. Another ayah. In this, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Allah describes the many qualities of the mu'minun. I would need maybe around 2 or 3 khutbahs to cover that, but I'm just highlighting one point in regard to the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regard to tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ إِلَٰهًا آخَرَ وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَأُولَئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا.
الله أكبر. Such a beautiful ayah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Such a beautiful ayah. Allah is saying, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَدْعُونَ مَعَ اللَّهِ. They are those who will not associate partners unto Allah. وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. They will not commit murder. They will not kill a soul Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram upon them. إلا بالحق. Except when they have the right. And this is in regard to had and qisas, where he has the right to take the life of someone who has done harm to him. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. They will not commit zina. They will not commit adultery. They will not commit fornication. And remember, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, when you say zina and fornication, don't think of the act itself. العينان تزنيان زناهما النظر. Your two eyes, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أو كما قال عليه salatu wasalam, your two eyes, they commit zina. What is the zina of the eyes? Zinahuma nadhur. Those evil, lustful gazes that you gaze with your eyes, that is the zina of the eyes. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his reporter have said along the lines of these words, that a human being, if he is being hammered with a nail this long in the middle of his head, it is better for him to bear that excruciating pain than for him to touch the palm of a strange woman. Allah save us all. Another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the adulterer and the adulteress, whilst they commit the act of zina, the act of adultery, the act of fornication, whilst they are in that sinful act, Allah the Almighty removes the light of Iman from their hearts. Allahu Akbar. Al-Imam Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, he says that when Allah removes the light, there is a doubt as to whether Allah the Almighty will return that light back. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. They do not commit zina. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَلْقَ أَثَامًا. The one who commits all of this, he will indeed meet his sins. يُضَاعَفْ لَهُ الْعَذَابِ. The punishment, the torment will be multiplied manifold for him. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of judgment. وَيَخْلُدْ فِيهِ مُهَانًا. And he will abide therein forever and ever in humility. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ. except for the ones who make tawbah.
Illa man tab,
except for the ones who make tawbah.
Wa aman,
and bring in iman.
Wa amila saliha,
and do good deeds to replace those bad deeds.
Fa ulaika yubaddilu Allahu sayyi'atihim hasanat.
Our beloved Allah, our beloved Maker, our beloved Creator then says for them, يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Allah will convert, Allah the Almighty will change all of His sins into good deeds. Allahu Akbar. Do we think that we have committed more good deeds or more bad deeds, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah the Almighty who has forgiven his past sins and his sins if he were to ever commit, all of his sins have been forgiven. All of his sins have been forgiven. غَفَرَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. All of his sins have been forgiven. But that very beloved Rasul of ours, that beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bi abi wa ummi wa ruhi, may my mother, my father and myself be sacrificed for him. He says that he makes tawbah, he makes istighfar, he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than 100 times for a day. Allahu Akbar. In another narration, more than 70 times. More than 70 times in one day. We, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, ya ikhwan, on the other hand, we sin perpetually. We sin continuously. We sin in the night and we sin at day. We sin every single day. We are such sinners. Then just imagine how much we need to turn to Allah. How much we need to seek Allah's forgiveness. How much we need to turn to Allah in repentance, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Allahu Akbar. Coming back to the ayah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتِ. Allah will convert and change all of their evil deeds, all of their transgressions, all of their sins into good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Indeed, Allah the Almighty, He is most forgiving, most merciful. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, in regard to tawbah, there are almost around 60 ayat in the Noble Quran which discuss tawbah. Time does not permit me to mention all of the ayat in the Noble Quran in regard to tawbah. And as for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when I say sunnah, what I mean is the tradition of Rasulullah, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is indeed a deep ocean. It is a deep ocean full of mentions about tawbah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, full of mentions of tawbah. Let me mention to you one beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regard to tawbah. This narration should make us hear, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. This narration should wake us up from the slumber that we are in, from the small naps that we are taking, and make us cry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith is in Tirmidhi. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu narrates that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah the Almighty, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying in the Hadith Qudsi, Ya ibn Adam, Allah is addressing, O son of Adam, are we not the children of Adam? Should we not listen attentively? Ya ibn Adam, Allah is talking to us. Ya ibn Adam, innaka ma da'awtani wa rajawtani. As long as you invoke me, as long as you supplicate to me, as long as you have hope in me, as long as you turn to me, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ فِيكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Allah the Almighty, the owner of the mighty throne, who is over the throne, He is saying, غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ فِيكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. I will forgive all of your sins and I will not care a bit about it. I will not even think about it. I will not even think about it. I will forgive all of your sins. Ya ibn Adam. Ya ibn Adam. O son of Adam. Law balagat zunubuka anan as-sama. Allahu Akbar. Law balagat zunubuka anan as-sama. Even if your sins reach the lofty clouds in the sky,
even if your sins are up to the heavens. ثُمَّ اسْتَغْفَرْتَنِي, and then you seek forgiveness. You turn to me. You turn to me in tawbah. You turn to me in repentance. غَفَرْتُ لَكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Allahu Akbar.
I will forgive all of your sins and not even think about it. This is our beloved Creator, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Hadith does not stop there, it goes on. Ya ibn Adam, O son of Adam, innaka law ataytani bi qirab al ard khataya.
Even if you were to come to me on the day of Qiyamah, even if you were to come to me with sins equivalent to the size of this planet, even if you were to come to me with sins filling the whole earth,
even if you were to come to me like that, ثُمَّ لَقِيْتَنِي لَا تُشْرِكُ بِي شَيْئًا, and you come and meet me in a state where you have not associated partners unto me, you have not committed shirk,
لَأَتَيْتُكَ بِقِرَابِهَا مَغْفِرًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah the Almighty, who is more beloved and more merciful than our own mother. Allah the Almighty, who created Rahmah and divided it into 100 parts and only sent down one part of that Rahmah, and he withheld the remaining 99 parts for himself. And it is through that one part, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, all displays of affection are taking place on this world. Animals are having kindness to their young ones. The mother is loving and affectionate to her children. All of that is through this one part that Allah sent down. The rest of it Allah has kept it for himself. He says, even if you come to me with sins equivalent to this whole planet, filling this whole earth, I will come to you with the forgiveness. Allahu Akbar.
I will come to you with forgiveness equivalent to that.
To forgive all of those sins.
Allahu Akbar. My dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, this is our beloved Creator. This is our beloved Maker, who we have forgotten. We have turned away. We are heedless. We do not care about His commandments, about His prohibitions. We are perpetrating sins after sins, committing sins after sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must save this ummah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Today sins are happening openly, openly, everywhere. I had a lecture yesterday in regard to Dajjal. And whilst I was preparing for that lecture, whilst I was researching for it, I had to discuss about the minor signs and the major signs of the day of Qiyamah. In regard, let me tell you something, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. It is a scary fact that all of us have to accept. It is a reality. It is a reality that most of the minor signs have occurred. Most of the minor signs. All that is remaining, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, is another one or two of the minor signs, and then the major signs will start. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said that even if one of those major signs take place, the remaining will come one after the other, consecutively one after the other, just as how in a necklace, when a bead is broken, how the beads fall off the necklace, the signs of Qiyamah will take place. And remember, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the first sign, according to Imam Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani rahimahullah and the other scholars, the first sign from the major signs will be the Khuruj al-Dajjal. Dajjal will come out. And then there will be a major change of events on the face of this earth, on the face of this earth, and all of that will cease when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam comes down. And then, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, the first sign that will change things in the heavens will be the sun rising from the west. Allahu Akbar. The minute the sun rises from the west, currently the door of Tawbah is wide open. Allah is waiting for His slaves to turn in Tawbah. But the minute the sun rises from the west, the door of Tawbah will be slammed shut. And after that, even if we were to spend our lives in prostration, crying tears of blood, your Tawbah will not be accepted, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. It is an impending reality that is going to strike this ummah very soon. Very soon. So fear Allah, my dear respected elders and brothers in Islam. Adopt the life of taqwa and turn to Allah in tawbah. Turn to Him in repentance. He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. He is waiting for us. We need to take the initiative and turn to Him. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all turn to Him in perfect tawbah. Tawbah nasuha, in a pure tawbah. May He make us make tawbah and not return to those awful sins that we are committing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of our sins except all of our good deeds. May Almighty Allah fill our hearts with iman. And may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless this life for us in this world and the hereafter. And may Almighty Allah, the Almighty, may Allah bless us and unite all of us in the gardens of Jannah. Wa akhir da'waya an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
For more lectures, visit slhub.com.